Pop, pop, pop. Welcome back to the new year, season three of the Human Podcast. Guess what? It's 2023 now. Well, technically we recorded this last year, but...
Yep.
Just under the fucking window. I'm sure it's 2023 somewhere else in the world. I don't fucking care.
Yep.
I don't know what side of the international dateline we're on.
The wrong side of it? It's 2 hours ahead in New York right now. So they're at 10:19 right now. You keep going east. And, you know, by the time you get to Europe, it's tomorrow.
Cool.
So they're next year. So we're coming from the past, motherfuckers. But guess what? It's a new year, first season, or third season of episode one. Starting all over again. New fucking things. So let's start off real fucking hacky for a bit. What are your fucking New Year's resolutions? Like, what do you want to fucking new you, new year, new me type bullshit?
I'm getting my next tattoo this year.
Your next tattoo? Your neck tattoo?
Don't tempt me. I still need to work a job.
Yep.
It's like face tattoos.
Oh my god, I want a face tattoo so bad.
Yeah, don't do it ever.
Oh my god, they're so pretty.
They're not.
Oh my god. They are so pretty.
Like, they can be, but I wouldn't want to be walking around with something permanently on my face.
I mean, I have a frown permanently on my face.
I mean, I want, like, little subtle stuff. Like, at the base of this one eyebrow, I want, like, a blooming flower. Just, like, little things here and there. Not, like, overt.
I mean, like, if tattoos...
And maybe whiskers.
If tattoos didn't have needles, then yeah, I'd fucking get some crazy tattoos. Yeah, like, I want, like, crazy tattoos, but I don't.
You'd
like...
You'd look so hot in tribals.
Okay. Number one, like, I want tribals. I will never get tribals.
I know.
I am not that basic, ugh, fucking pumpkin spice latte cappuccino bitch.
What are you making a dig at ugh for?
It is basic bitch shit. Courtney, back me up on this. Uggs is basic bitch shit.
No, I like Uggs.
Yeah. Both of you are basic bitches, so fucking boom.
No, I don't think they're basic.
Oh, they're so basic. Like Uggs and like yoga pants.
Yoga pants. They're not.
Nasty.
I mean, ugh. Like I see, you know, a bitch walking into Starbucks wearing Uggs, yoga pants, and like some like, you know, thin fucking jacket that's supposed to be like, you know, Thinsulate or, you know, some dumb bullshit like that. I'm like, oh my god. And her hair's like in a ponytail. I'm like, you're the worst. And then she's like, I'm gonna go for a run and do some keto afterwards.
Like, I feel low-key attacked because I have gone to the store just wearing a sweater, my pajama bottoms, and my Uggs.
Yes.
Like, it's so mean. But it's so comfortable, and I don't want to put on a bra every time I leave the fucking house.
Yeah, that's why I just don't. I have fucking big-ass titties.
Okay, you have maybe a C cup.
I have, like,
day.
Grabbable titties. I have sexually assaultable titties. Like, someone could grab this tit and be like, oh my god. when Mia Khalifa got her tit grabbed. And then
what's that?
Okay, so she quote unquote was one of the world's top porn stars for like a couple months.
Okay.
And it's because she wore like a hijab in porn or some bullshit. And so like a bunch of Middle Eastern men were sending her death threats. And she doesn't want to ever talk about this. So she called into like a radio station to like talk about like getting like sexually assaulted and some dude grabbed her tit and like popped her implant or some dumb bullshit like that. I didn't get to hear the whole fucking story.
Oh shit. I hope that didn't happen.
Because she fucking freaked out and she's like, first of all, I was only in the fucking porn industry for like 2 months, so do research before you fucking ask me to call your stupid fucking radio show. And she had a little tizzy bitch fit about it. And this was horrible, but one of the greatest things ever, because I'm like, oh, cool, I don't like Mia Khalifa at all. I've actually never seen her porn. It's like, you know, the any of the Pamela Anderson fucking porn that when she was in Playboy, never seen it. What is that other fucking famous ass sex tape that came out?
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, probably. Never seen that.
That's so annoying.
I'm like,
Two Girls, One Cup?
I've seen that one. I'm like, what the... Why would anyone want this?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen Two Girls, One Cup? Did she have her mouth full?
Me?
Yeah.
Or Alex?
No, have you...
Oh, I thought I mentioned it. Of course I've seen it. Duh.
So my
it's
wife
disgusting.
Is...
It's disgusting.
I have gone out of my way purposely to make sure I have not seen that.
Yeah.
See, like, I like, there's Lemon Party, Tub Girl, all kinds of fucking crazy shit on the internet.
Ew.
Lemon Party isn't even that bad. It's just a bunch of old gay dudes sucking each other's dicks. And now the internet has gone out of its way to make AI art, you know, in the form of it. So, you, like, normal people will, like, see, like, a bunch of pumpkins just sitting on a bed. And fucked up people that have seen it will be like, oh, no. I fucking see the outline of it, and I see, like, which pumpkin is sucking which pumpkin's dick. let me see if I can pull this shit up.
Really?
Lemon Party Pumpkins. No, not Legan. Lemon. Oh, it doesn't show it. But it's just a bunch of pumpkins on a fucking bed and it all look like a bunch of old gay dudes sucking each other's dicks.
Like they're pumpkin carvings?
No, it is like a bunch of pumpkins, you know, just like laid out on a bed, but like, you know, it doesn't like look like anything, but if you've seen it, it's like a magic eye puzzle. Like once you see it, you see it. I might have it saved on my phone somewhere, but let me see. Mm. Yeah, I know, like this... I'll have to like go see if I can find it, because I know where I can find it on the internet. It's on goddamn Twitter. No, just a naked black dude. I'm sure I'll find it later. But yeah, I mean, and it's also I must mention my wife's birthday.
I'm the birthday Yay. Girl.
So tomorrow,
I get what I want.
Tomorrow is her birthday,
And we've been celebrating since Friday.
For her birthday, I'm going to do the one thing that she asked me not to. We're going to sing happy birthday
no!
to
her. No! Aww.
No.
I know.
Yeah.
It is the worst.
Oh my God, no.
Happy birthday,
to you.
I thought you guys loved me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alex.
That felt weird.
My wife.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
See, wasn't that horrible?
It was. I feel gross on the inside.
I should. See, this is why I'm not home for my birthdays. It is a very purposeful thing that I'll do. I'll make sure I work my birthday. I'll, like, you know, be like, hey, can I have extra hours on my birthday? I think my birthday is a Friday this year. So I'm going to work fucking long.
You can do that all you want, but you'll still have to eat cake and open presents at some point.
No. Like, I can go out and, you know, go enjoy, like, a bar or something and be like, oh, I'm stuck at a bar. Sorry, babe. I had a beer that I didn't finish because it's gross. But I had a sip of the beer and now I have to sit here for another hour. Oh, no. I don't, this is something I don't understand. Like, what is the obsession with beer? Like, why do people like fucking beer? It's gross.
Beer tastes good.
Well, like, you know, my beer tastes good.
You drink horse piss.
I drink tolerable beer, okay? I'm going to say that. I drink very fucking tolerable beer. And occasionally I'll drink a fucking Bud Light or a Budweiser.
The reason you don't like beer is because you drink the shitty beers that don't taste good.
None of the beers taste good. Like, no alcohol tastes good. That's why you have to, like, fucking put mixers into it to make it taste good.
Beer tastes amazing.
No, alcohol in itself, like tequila shots.
Ugh. Tequila's not my friend.
It's like, you know, or vodka shots. Yeah, you're like, ugh.
I hate doing shots. That's why I don't do them.
Like, if I'm going to do a shot, I'm going to do a shot of fucking tequila. I'm going to have my fucking, you know, put my salt on my fucking, you know, fist, lick the salt, take the shot, eat the lemon, or eat the lime, whatever the fuck it is.
I thought you put the lime in the coconut.
And mix it all up. How old are you this year?
I'm turning 30.
Jesus Christ, the big 3-0.
You're turning 32. Really?
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, next year? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought I was 20. Wait, what are you turning, Alex?
I'm turning 30.
Oh my God, I thought I was 28. I'm 29, guys.
Yeah, dude. I know.
Fuck this.
We're all old as fuck. We all remember video games on Channel 3. Like,
what?
Do you not remember video games on Channel 3?
What?
Video games on Channel 3.
Okay.
Do you not remember this?
Okay, are we talking about TV? Because I grew up without a TV.
You had a TV.
Okay, yes, that when they fucking changed over the frequencies, my parents never bought the transitioner thingy. So when that happened, there was no more TV in my house. Like,
I remember coming over to your house and you had like a GameCube or something.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to touch those. Are you kidding me? Those were my brothers. I wasn't allowed to touch anything fun.
So, here's a throwback. Back in the day, we had a coax cable that, you know, ran from the you know, wall to their TV. And you had, like, this little box that fucking intercepted this coax. And so you'd, you know, screw it into the fucking little box, and then from that box into the TV. And then when you went to channel 3, the video game was playing on channel 3.
That was like, the input?
Yeah, like a broadcast. Like a TV broadcast, but it just hijacked it. Kind of like, remember back in the old days when you had to have like a little dongle to like have like like Bluetooth music in your car?
I think I know what you're talking about.
You had like radio, but you like played Bluetooth over the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's exactly like that. It's just you kind of like hijack one of the channels. And so you had to like choose between 3 or 4 because sometimes one of these channels would come in too strong and interfere with your video game. But usually channel 3 worked out just fine. And, you know, like I remember watching American Pie as a child and I'm like, man, I hope that I can like at least see like the, you know, the fuzzy titty channel. Never found the fuzzy titty channel. Didn't exist. It was a fucking myth. You know, you hear that it's like you can go to a certain channel and you find it. Yeah, no, like, and back in the day, you know, your TV would make a loud fucking whine. So it'd give it away anytime it was on. Do you remember this? When TVs were staticky. Courtney, do you remember any of this bullshit? Or did you, like, you know, live on the same rock?
Quite honestly, I kind of remember when the TV whined. Wasn't it just from antenna radio, though? If you didn't have satellite or cable?
No. Just the TV being on would make this high-pitched whine. Like, it wasn't the volume at all. It was just, like, the sound of the TV being on.
White noise. Yeah.
Not even white noise. Just, like,
Maybe your TV was broken, and that's why I was making that noise. Because normal TVs never really whined.
Was that just poor growing up?
I mean,
yeah,
probably.
Like I remember, like the TV having like a static film to it. Like you'd go up and like gather all the static electricity from the TV screen.
It'd be all like snappy and poppy.
Yes.
Yes, I hated that.
Do either of you have tinnitus?
So, like, I don't have tinnitus, but I have something similar to it. Like, I forget the fuck it's called, but it's not tinnitus, because it's...
But, like, you know, like, that, like, high-pitched, like, ringing sound that tinnitus gives you? Like, when, like, a grenade goes off by someone's head in the movie, and it's like the boop!
Mm-hmm. See, I hear a lot more noises besides just that.
But, like, that was the sound that the TV fucking made. But it was, like, a really, like, high-pitched...
Like the one from Willy Wonka?
So that just means the connection was there, but it was messed up. Like, if you had the cable plugged into it and it wasn't working, sometimes it would make that noise.
I feel like I just had, like, poor TVs in all of you.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe your family just didn't know how to make sure it was twisted on.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even twisted on. Like, I would just be playing, like, a VHS. Like I had an old Zenith.
That was a very old word.
Yeah, an old Zenith TV.
Okay? No, I was thinking VHS, but that too.
And, you know, it had, like, the built-in fucking... VHS player, And, like, yeah, you turn it on. Like, it didn't have, like, we didn't have, like, TV cable. So we just, you know, turned it on and it would be, like, that high-pitched sound. Like, you know. I can't believe none of you, like, know what I'm talking about. I feel like I'm just old. Like, I'm just older than all of you.
You are older than both of us.
And, like, I feel like I have to, like, call Ben and be like, Ben, do you remember this? Do you remember when the TV fucking whined? This was horrible. Like, it gave you away. Like, it, because I remember being a kid and, like, I would try and, you know, quietly turn on the TV. Like, I'd hit the power button and then hold the volume down button. Like, you know, go,
oh my.
And then hold it down. And then, like, the, you know, TV volume. Because, like, if you didn't, sometimes you'd be on a white noise channel. And it'd be like. You know. Yep. And, like.
The way you get around that is when you turn it off, make sure you lower the volume.
Yeah, that no,
you,
I wasn't always the
one
that turned
it off.
You have
to plan this shit out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like, but then you turn it on later and then say, come up with some bullshit.
No, like, I'd wake up at, like, 2 in the morning and, like, want to watch Pokemon. Like, I'd have it on VHS and I'd be like, you know, and I turn it on. You know, unfortunately, like, I lived in a one-bedroom apartment with my mom.
Yeah, because you were poor.
Yeah, no, I lived on the couch because I was poor.
Yeah.
I feel like every TV did this, though. Like, I feel like you're just gaslighting me on this.
I just have almost zero memories of a TV in my family's house, so I really can't help you.
Am I hearing, like, fireworks?
Yes.
It's like New Year's and people are starting to set off fireworks. It's like highly illegal out here too.
Well, it does, but no one's going to do anything.
I mean, I hope someone blows their hand off. Like a few years ago, I think it was like 4th of July at Moon Rocks or whatever in Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Where that kid blew his fucking hand off.
Fucking idiot. When that type of situation happens, you deserve it because you're the one who put yourself there.
I mean, the kid finished his fucking beer after he blew his hand off. I gotta give him props for that.
Yeah, respect.
And, but yeah, I mean, like, people are like, fuck! I'm like, oh my god, it's exactly like fucking Tropic Thunder.
Was it his jerk-off hand?
It was this hand.
So he was right. Yeah.
It was his fucking jerk-off hand. But yeah, Tropic Thunder got it exactly right. Like, I remember, like, have you ever seen, like, the blown-up hands in Tropic Thunder?
No.
Oh my god.
What's Tropic Thunder?
Okay, Tropic
Thunder. Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, Tropic Thunder was a movie back in the day with Robert Downey Jr. portraying a black man in full blackface, like Iron Man, in mm-hmm. full blackface as a black man, Ben Stiller as a retarded man.
I mean.
And, like, they're out in the jungle shooting a movie. You know, that's the whole mm-hmm. premise of the fucking movie is they're shooting a movie and it yeah. just goes fucking haywire and the director gets killed and, like, they're actually in real fucking danger.
Mm-hmm.
Blown Up Hands, Tropic Thunder.
Like, this got broadcasted?
Yes!
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, it was a fucking good-ass movie, too.
What?
Yeah, like...
It just looks like some random scene from Rambo.
No, that's Robert Downey Jr. as a black man.
I don't know which one's which.
The black guy?
They both look white.
The black guy. The guy holding his hands.
Okay.
The guy with hands.
Oh, I thought they were bananas.
No, those are hands. Those were his hands.
I know, I thought they were bananas.
But I'm like, yeah, they fucking got that shit goddamn right.
Oh my.
So let's go on some member berries. Because I fucking do love me some member berries. What are your favorite fucking stories of the whole year?
Like, what?
Like, your favorite stories of 2022. Oh, shit.
What? She gone?
Oh, she came back.
Sorry, I'm back here. I don't know what happens. Maybe I accidentally, because, like, you know, if you press your headphone. I didn't press it, though. I don't think. Man. Anyway, like, what type of stories? Like, am I the asshole stories? The news stories that we've done?
Yeah, just any news stories. Like, what, like, of your favorite fucking shit.
What?
I mean, one of my tops right now is Bill Cosby is planning a return tour to comedy.
Really?
Yeah. Bill Cosby. What? Yeah, Bill Cosby, like the known fucking rapist, you know, yeah, is making a return to comedy. And I'm like, if this man is free, just release O.J. Simpson as well. And just like, let them have like a, you know, come back to her together. But like, it's only just like a bunch of like busted down like meth head tweakers there that want the free drugs and like really want, you know, Bill Cosby's dick in them. And it's just like the worst fucking people ever. He'll come out to stage and be like, all right, everybody, how y'all doing? Bill Cosby, I love you. Shove a baby into me with your big black dick. Oh, oh my no. God. I fucking paid for Madison Square Garden. There's only 300 people here.
Seriously.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite fucking things that's happening. Oh, and on top of that, fucking Avatar 2 fucking flopped.
Oh yeah, it kind of did.
I knew it was going to, which is why I didn't go see it.
What?
I mean,
I actually wanted to go see it. I wasn't able to.
I mean, you're still able to. It's still in theaters. But, yeah, like, James Cameron needed it to make, like, $2 billion in opening weekend. And it made, like, $500 million. And, you know, he's just like, worldwide release, everyone come see it. And he's like, now up to $900 million, still like $1 billion fucking dollars down.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah, it hella sucks. But I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, God damn. Like, what is your favorite thing that happened this year, Courtney? Just, like, in your personal life.
Oh, going to Puerto Rico.
Going to Puerto Rico?
That was my... Yeah.
Babe, what was your favorite thing that happened this year in your personal life?
I got my third cat.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
Yeah, your third cat is a big fucking brat that does not get along with my cat.
They're getting better.
And mine, I'd have to say, you know, probably going to Skankfest, enjoying a lot of it, you know, falling off the wagon, getting back on doing crazy drugs again every once in a great while when I plan it out. Because, like, last night I fucking dropped a few hits and talked to God for a bit. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But my wife got balloons and she was very happy with her balloons.
I love my balloons. They're the big foil ones.
And we were watching Taskmaster just fucking cackling.
I love that show.
It, like, it's such a great show just while you're, like, tripping acid. It's like, because it's like, we're just, like, sitting there watching it. It's like, show off. And, like, one black lady is like, you know, I have a sold-out show. I know a bunch of famous people. And, like, another lady's, like, doing Shakespeare and, like, being upside down handcuffed in a bathtub. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And it's just, like, you know, going back and forth. And it's like, this is great.
It's such a good show. And they have other seasons where they have the crew from the IT Crowd on it.
Oh, yeah. No, they have, like, forget his fucking name. The one with, like, the wonky eye. His, like, name is, like, Renan or something like that. It's some Middle Eastern crazy name, but he's fucking hilarious. If you ever see his stand-up.
Oh, fuck.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Gus?
No.
We're not talking about Gus?
Comedian with wonky eye.
What is that going to pull up?
This guy.
Oh, I was close. I was close. I don't think he's that funny.
Oh, he's pretty fucking funny. Like, have you actually seen his stand-up?
Yeah. No, I have preferences over him. But he is funny.
Oh, my goodness.
God damn,
another balloon.
Fucking reject all. Yes, save an exit. God, I hate when, like, you get to a website and it's like, hey, check out the cookies.
Reject all.
Ramesh? I'm not even going to attempt that last fucking name. Fuck no. Absolutely not. But this year, we are going to have shorter episodes. I'm going to reduce the length of the episodes down by 15 minutes.
So 45 minutes?
45-minute episodes.
So I won't have to hold my bladder.
You won't have to hold your bladder the entire time. Yeah, sometimes it'll run long, but that is going to be the new format, 45-minute episodes. I feel like people like shorter content because, you know, everyone has, like, this fucking ADHD brain now. And it's like, oh, my God, what, you know, and you have to, like, go do something new every, like, 10 seconds. And tonight, my wife wants to watch Lord of the Rings, the extended edition for her birthday.
Well, yeah.
She didn't want to watch, like, the normal fucking version.
Oh, my God, there's so much more important scenes that they cut out.
Like, she just, like, wants to watch Gollum wax poetical about how fucking Sam, whatever his last name is, like a bad guy.
Throckenpool is nice and cool.
I don't even know if that happens. I just made that up.
No, there's like, okay, when he's like fishing at like the fucking shrine, like he sings a song about the cold water and hunting the fish and he eats it like raw while it's like still alive before he's caught.
Yeah, you can eat fish raw. Like most of us do.
Yeah, no, he doesn't eat cooked food.
Yeah, you don't have, like, fish is, like, one of the few animals you can eat pretty much raw. As long as it's washed well and it does not have eggs. Like, you know, parasitic eggs built into it.
I hate how fucking accurate that statement was.
Wow.
I hate that.
But in other news, Andrew Tate, the big bald kickboxer that is, you know, I guess hateful towards women, has been arrested in Romania for 30 days. And fucking Greta Thunberg, you know, came out of the woodworks to try and troll him.
Oh, God.
I'm like, Greta, like, stay out of the, like, Twitter now. Like, it's run by Elon Musk. Like, this is not a place for children anymore.
Like, is he still running for it, or did he, like, step down the way he said he would?
Who, Elon?
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
He still owns it.
Yeah.
He can still do whatever the fuck. If he wants, he can just turn it off.
He literally posted a poll asking people if he should continue, and everyone's like, nah. And he was like, cool. I respect that. And said he was going to stop running it, didn't he?
No, he said that he wasn't going to be a certain position within the company.
Yeah, he probably stepped down from like the CEO. To,
exactly. Isn't the CEO the leader?
No, the CEO is a chief executive officer.
Isn't that what that means?
No.
Okay, so what does the CEO do besides sit on their ass and get fat?
Just the head of a company. You can be the owner of a company, and like you can have a CFO, a CEO, a bunch of other important, you know, titles. You don't have, it could be a fucking made up title too. Doesn't have to be anything. Like Elon Musk made himself like Techno King or something like that. Like that was his like title. He wasn't CEO. He was the Techno King of, you know, Tesla. And honestly, you know, the second that all the fucking cobalt mine bullshit really pops forward, people are going to stop buying electric cars. Because when they, like, have you seen this, Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
Like the cobalt mines and all that, and like all the, you know, slavery going on over in like the Congo.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've known about it for a while. I mean, like, all the mining there is, like, most of it's shady. I mean, that's where you get the term blood diamonds from. Because of all the shit that's happened because of them.
But yeah, they have, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people mining this shit, and they're, like, you know, killing a whole bunch of them and bringing over cobalt just to fucking have lithium ion batteries. That way these cars can continue to fucking run.
It's yeah.
Like, you guys have to stop that or at least pay them.
Yeah.
What's wrong with electric cars?
Okay, so let me see if I can pull it up.
You need cobalt certain materials.
Mine. So, like, yeah, they have, like, cobalt mining, you know, which is just a bunch of fucking people down there, you know, getting fucked over. And it's just a bunch of human slavery.
So, how is that better than electric cars?
That, well, you need to do this in order to make electric cars. That is one of the parts that go into your electric car.
Like, when we moved, like, when we separated from using steam as a power source, we did no one any favors.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't steam use coal?
I mean, it could use wood. It could use really anything that burns. But coal burns hotter.
Yeah.
And lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, but honestly, coal, you know, the people got paid to go be coal miners.
Yeah.
And they had a canary down there, so if the.
And they're mostly getting cancers now.
Yeah.
Good. They knew what, like, they knew the dangers. Like, For me, when I worked out in the oil field, I knew the dangers of working out in the oil field. I knew the dangers of hydrogen sulfide and all this other bullshit. And for me, I accepted those dangers and went out and did it anyway. They're like, if, you know, you get too much hydrogen sulfide, you're dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing no one can do for you.
Yeah.
Sulfide.
And it's like, yeah, it could just, you know, appear anytime, anywhere out in the oil fields. It's a gas that just comes from underneath.
Yeah, no, there's caves that have like sulfuric acid in their water.
That's a great way to just kill somebody and just like push them into a sulfuric acid. It's like,
basically, yeah.
He's like, ugh, and they like land in. It's like, it just kind of stings a bit. It's like, wait, I thought you were supposed to just dissolve immediately. Like hydrogen sulfide. It's like, no.
Ouch. Oh my. It's so silent.
I know, right? I'm looking for an am I the asshole story because I just looked at the fucking time and already at 41 fucking minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, my.
I know.
Oh. Right? Dang it.
This one went by quick, right?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my niece she can't see snow because her mother isn't. What?
Go ahead.
Have you already read this one?
Yeah.
Is there a better one that I should read?
Let me see. I saved some of them.
But like the way you said means that.
Okay. So
here, I'll do okay, am I the asshole for kicking him off Disney Plus?
Oh, that one's definitely not. Like, you already can tell it's not his. You already can tell from the title. Oh my god. Oh my god. This one's pretty funny. Am I the asshole for taking pictures of my holier-than-thou brother charging his Tesla using my diesel welding machine? Want me to read it?
I mean, yeah, go for it.
That's amazing.
Oh, okay. My little brother is a lawyer. I am proud of him. He knew early on in life what he wanted to do with his life, and he went for it. He worked his ass off, and he became a lawyer. First person in our family to graduate from university. He is a bit of a douche, though. He likes to show off how environmentally responsible he is. He has solar panels on his house, and he has a Tesla. There's nothing wrong with caring about the environment or buying yourself nice things with the money you earn, but he likes to drag me in particular for working in the oil field. Well, it has been particularly cold where he lives, and he got stuck in traffic for a long time. The combination of the cold, running his heater, and being out for much longer than planned screwed him over. His vehicle was almost down to no power, so he pulled over to the side of the road to wait for roadside assistance. I guess that Teslas are a real pain to deal with if you let them go all the way dead. He was quoted almost 18 hours. So he broke down and called me. I have a welding rig, a big full-size diesel truck with a diesel welding machine that doubles as a generator. I drove out to where he was stuck and fired up my big journey machine and charged his car enough so that he could make it to a supercharger. I did take a couple of pictures, though, because I thought it was funny that I was using a diesel engine to keep him warm while using another one to charge his car. He's mad at me now because I took pictures. He thinks I will post them to embarrass him. That is not my intent. I just wanted to be able to remind him if this event the next time he craps on what I do for a living and what I drive. His wife called my wife, who just called me and told me that I was being a selfish asshole and to delete the pictures.
Why is she not on his side?
Exactly. What the fuck?
See, anytime I pass a Tesla, I rev my engine so they can hear me hurt the environment. It's like, it's like, hear me hurt it. And like Mother Nature's like, ow. Like, good. Because honestly, one day the sun's going to explode. Who cares? But yeah, no, the guy's not an asshole. Fucking.
They're just being brothers.
Well, what's hilarious is, like, you know, there's people out there that are getting to superchargers with their Teslas, and they're like, oh, fuck, my Tesla won't charge because the battery's too cold. So, like, if your battery is too cold, yeah, it will not fucking charge. Same thing with any fucking battery. If it gets too hot or too cold, it will not charge because it could fucking blow up. Or something like that.
So, really?
Like, yeah.
They could blow up if you charge them while they're dead?
Well, if you charge them while they're too cold or too hot.
Huh.
So, like, that if you've so ever weird. Had, like, your phone, like, in the car and, yeah. you know, you come back out and it's, like, you know, overheat protection, you know, and it won't charge. It's because, you know, the battery is hot. And to have it with a full charge could, you know, potentially be explosive. And with a, you know, cold battery, shrinks it. And charging it could probably fuck it up. I don't know. Maybe they make shit up just to fuck with us. And it's like, this is what you get for leaving your car, your fucking cell phone out in the car while it's cold. Asshole. Think about your phone. Your phone's cold now.
Why the fucker isn't biologically attached to me yet? I don't understand.
But that's going to be it for this week. We will be back next week with season 3, episode 2. Bigger things, better things. Talk about what happened over the new year. And... yeah, my fucking New Year's resolution. You know, get booked on a comedy gig. That's it. Just one, at least one comedy gig. I don't care if, you know, it's paying or not. Just, you know. But if I can get paid real dollars for comedy, that'd be cool. That's my goal. Is to get funny enough, you know, get funnier, which is going to be easy because I'm not funny at all. You know, 0% funny. It's like, oh, yeah, you're 1% funny now. Cool. And, yeah, get fucking booked on a fucking comedy show. Like, you know, I obviously go to comedy shows that I can book myself on, but I want to get asked to go to one. I want to get, you know, invited. I want someone to see me for what I'm worth and be like, yeah, you know, we want you to come out and do, you know, one of these shows. You know, do like a Saturday night show like up in Denver.
Pocket pool over there?
What?
Are you playing pocket pool over there?
Yeah, no, you fucking rub your penis vigorously if you're playing pocket pool. I'm fucking itching my balls because I'm a man. That's what I do. Like, this is, like, the greatest... like, this is the greatest part about being a dude, is you can just itch your balls through your pocket.
I wish my pockets were long enough to do that.
Yeah, this is all women want, is just fucking pockets. Look, watch me fucking take my entire goddamn phone and just shove it into my pocket.
Fucking
wow,
you.
Look at this. It's gone. It's vanished. Woo!
There's room to put even more shit in.
There's room to put a soda can.
What? No, you can't fit
another soda can.
Oh my god, I'm so jealous right now.
Let me see if I can get a third one in there.
That's what she said.
Well, half of a third one in there. Yeah, that is my New Year's resolution, to get booked on a fucking comedy gig. to, you know, prove my fucking worth as a comedian and make this podcast even better.
Cool.
You know, get this podcast to a much wider audience. And delete all the old episodes and put them behind a paywall. It's like, if you want to fucking listen to this old shit, you're gonna fucking pay me money. If you want to fucking hear how shitty I used to be, give me cashola.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Put it behind like a Patreon paywall.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1 a month gets you access to everything. All the old shit. But that's it. See you all next week. I'm Alex the Truck. Follow me everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. I'm all over the internet. I think. Probably. Maybe not. And yeah, I'm going to start posting comedy clips and, you know, start doing something on Instagram, so look out for that. Except for you, Courtney, don't look out for that. Neither of you girls look out for that.
I don't have an Instagram account.
Neither does Courtney. Courtney, you don't have an Instagram account, do you?
Yeah, I do actually, but I don't really go on there.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna follow you. But see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.